Today's daf is about Metziah daf Mem Vav. Metziah daf Mem Vav, as we continue our discussions of Perek HaZahav and our sugya that we started yesterday about Matbeya. Matbeya Nasa Chalipin or Matbeya Ein Nasa Chalipin. We had our discussion whether, we know there's something called a Kini Chalipin, when we do some type of barter, sometimes they're worth equal chair for a table, apple for an orange, or most of the time what we're used to is Shava B'Sheino Shava. There is a symbolic kinyan, which we'll talk a little bit about today, also about tomorrow. Tomorrow is a major discussion of kinyan chalipin as well. But it's a type of symbolic barter, where I lift up a handkerchief, and in that way I'm a mischayev myself to buy, to sell. We'll see whose handkerchief is used and who does the kinyan tomorrow. But that was a discussion whether a matbeya can be the mechanism of kinyan for chalipin. Whether matbeya nas a chalipin, because after all, matbeya is usually currency; it's money. And for chalipin, lachora, you need an object. You need what we have been calling peira. So, can matbeya function as chalipin if you designate it as such? That was how Rashi made the distinction. If you designate it as a chalipin and not as damims, that was a machlokas between Rav and Levi. One said yes, and one said no. We tried to prove it from our Mishnah, and we could not. At the end, it was just we worked out the Mishnah, so it's not a riot either way. Okay, so now we go to third wide line, Mem Hayim Abeis. Amar of Papa. Afilu lamanda amar ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Even according to the opinion, right? Either Rav or Levi, or I didn't specify which. According to the opinion that matbeya is not nasa chalipin, that you cannot use a coin for the mechanism of chalipin. Me'evit hu delo avid chalipin. Fine, it cannot be used as chalipin, but aknuye miknu b'chalipin. But it can be acquired through chalipin. Meaning, even if you say the coin cannot be the mechanism of chalipin, but if you use a proper mechanism, you use a fruit, you use a chair, another object, through that you can acquire the coin through chalipin. Meaning, if I give you, if we are doing the money for object transfer as chalipin, not as payment, so that would work. As long as the other item, not the money, is being used as the first step. So if the other item, right, when it's given to the other person, so then the matbeya is niknet through chalipin. Again, matbeya cannot be the mechanism of chalipin, but it can be acquired through chalipin. Midi dahavi apeira l'Rav Nachman. Just like fruit, according to Rav Nachman. We're going to see a machlokas later today. There's a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Now Rav Sheshes have an argument. What is allowed to be used for chalipin? Do you actually need a kli? Right, because what is the source of kinyan chalipin? It's a pasuk in Megillas Rus that what did they used to use for chalipin? Shlaf ish na'alo. They used to use a shoe. They used to use a shoe for chalipin. So, do we need for chalipin dumya dena'al, only a shoe, which is a kli, or any item, including fruit? That's a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. We'll see. It's quoted beferish on the later on the Amud Amen Vav Mabez. Rav Nachman says kli in av apeira lo. Rav Nachman says only kalim and not fruit. And Rav Sheshes says no. Rav Sheshes says even fruit. So says the Gemara now. According to Rav Nachman, fruit cannot be used as the mechanism for chalipin. And yet we know fruit can be acquired through chalipin if you use a kli mechanism. So mididavia peirul Rav Nachman. Let's read it again. Peirul Rav Nachman, fruit according to Rav Nachman. Lav afagav di inhu lo avdi chalipin, even though they themselves cannot do chalipin. They can't be the mechanism. Because again, Rav Nachman holds that it has to be dum yidna'al. It has to be like a shoe. It has to be like a kli. Aknu ye maknu b'chalipin. Yet it can be acquired through chalifin. So tivanami loshna. So too coins. So too currency. So too matbeya. It cannot be the mechanism of chalifin, but it can be acquired through chalifin. Okay, that is the statement of Rav Papa. So let's see if that's true. Get Rav Papa's chiluk. You cannot use matbeya, even according to the Manda Amar of matbeya. Eino nikne bechalifin. It can. Eino nasa chalifin. It can be nikne bechalifin. So Meisvei says the Mishnah. We're learning a Mishnais and Maisha Sheni. We had a couple yesterday, and we have a few more today. It says the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. Haya omid bagoren. Somebody standing in the granary. Ve'ein biyado mos. And he doesn't have any money. Doesn't have any money. Meaning, he wants to be poed to his Maaser Sheni. He doesn't have any money, though. How do you poed to your Maaser Sheni? You change the Kedusha. You're mechalel. You de-consecrate the Kedusha from the fruit onto money. That's what we've been talking about. So you want to do that, but you don't have any money on you. And also, there's a halacha that we know of, that if you are b'chalel and poda your own fruit, then you have to add on 25%. To add on 25%. It's called shlish v'levar, but it's really mean, it's a quarter, once it's added on, then it works out. But what we would call 25%, the chomesh. Chomesh, a fifth, but it's not really a fifth. It's fifth of you know, you take the four that you have, and then you add on a quarter of that, and altogether now there are five equal parts. So you have to, if the owner himself is redeeming the Maaser Sheni, you have to add on a fifth. So this guy in the granary is trying to figure out a way how he can redeem his Maaser Sheni fruit without having to add on a fifth. He's trying to do a halachic ha'arama. He's trying to do a subterfuge, a type of trick, which is called harama, which would work. We're going to talk about this in a second. But what is he doing? So he's standing in the granary. He doesn't have any money. So what does he do? Omer l'chaveru. He says to his friend, Rashi quotes, his friend that he knows who's going to give him back the fruit afterwards. So it's somebody that, you know, he's on your wavelength. Omer l'chaveru, Rashi says, Shehu ohavo v'yodea bo she'eno osa ela lehipater min achomesh. Somebody who knows what you're doing. It's kind of like the guy who buys our chametz. Right? He knows. It's a full kenyan. Got to be a full kinyan. If it's not a full kinyan, then it doesn't work. And I violate Bal Yirah. That's why we do 10 different kinyanim with the guy, with the non-Jew for Pesach. It's a full kinyan, but he kind of knows that the Jew is going to buy it back in a week. So Omer l'chaveru. So I say to my friend, Hare peirus halal l'msul l'chaba matana. Here's my fruit. All my fruit is yours. That's what he says. And then v'chozer v'omer. And after that, he says, Hare hei mechulal l'amol sheishli b'debesi. B'bayis. After he gives away all his fruit, Reuven gives all his fruit to Shimon. So Reuven says, all that Maaser, you know, I'm doing you a favor now. All of your Maaser Sheni fruit, you know, I'm changing the Kedusha onto money in my house. Wow. Lo and behold, I have Maaser Sheni money in my house. I redeemed somebody else's property, so therefore I didn't have to add on a Chomesh. And sitting in front of me is Chulin fruit. Right? Everything is solved. So says the Gemara, Taimad in Biodomos. The only reason that this is done is because he doesn't have any money in his hands. But Ha'im Yesh Biodomos, Mashma, that if he would have money with him in the granary, Liknu Lehu Le'idach B'Meshicha, so he would have just given the money, right, to the other person. He would have just given the money to his friend and let the other person redeem it. Uparik and redeem it. Dehachi Adif, because that would have been better. That would have been why would it have been better to have Elaine Achri? Because then you have Mamish, a different person who has the fruits, right? Your friend, you give him the money, so he's redeeming it. Why is it better that than this case? What's our case? Our case is you have the money and the other guy has the fruit. And the Gemara says it's better if he had the money and you still have the fruit. Right? Either way, it says the Biuri Adaf that no, it's still different. Still be better. Well, look at Rashi first. Rashi says it's less nirik ha'arama. Rashi says the hachi adif, fourth skinny, third skinny line. She'ena niris ha'arama kolkach lihipater menachomesh. Looks like less ha'arama if you gave him the money and then he redeems your fruit rather than giving him your fruit. Why? She'ikir chash ha'mechzik ha'arama hu misha ose es pe'ulas hachilul. The one who we're worried about is the one who's doing the act of deconsecration, the act of the mechalel. Sheim yeshlo shaychus l'peiros mechzik arama. If I am doing the mechilul and I have a connection to the fruit, then that looks bad. So if I give the money away, so I have a connection to the fruit, obviously. So then it looks like arama, right? It does not look like arama if I give the money away. L'chein b'mavayla makar l'chaveru samos v'chaveru hu shemachalal b'mos halalu lo ichba lan shemechzik arama l'nina mos. Right? The issue is l'gabi the fruit. So if I have a connection to the fruit, so even if I give the fruit away, I still have a connection to the fruit. Everybody knows it was my fruit until an hour ago. So if I have a connection to the fruit and I do the maisim chilul, that's going to look like a ha'arama. But if I just give away the money and I don't do anything with the chilul, so then that wouldn't be as bad. Okay, that's why it's better if you would give away the money. Let's stop there for a minute before we get to the question and the diyuk that the Gemara is going to ask. That is just to mention for two sources. The sugya of ha'arama. The sugya of ha'arama is a huge sugya. It comes up in the Maseches Beitzah, once in the first parak, once in the second parak. When are ha'aramas appropriate and when are ha'aramas not appropriate? Right? A halachic subterfuge. Halachic trick, quote-unquote, not a loophole, but a way to get out of a certain halacha. Right? We know the Gemara in Brachas even says, right? Ma'arimin. Marim and Apur, they used in the olden days, in order to be patur themselves from Trumas or Maisers. Originally, they always used to want to be chayiv in Trumas or Maisers. So they brought their grain in the front door. We know that until Gemar Malacha, until the final stage, what's called Meruach, you make a nice neat pile, and Re'ias Panei Abayis, it goes into the house, you're not chayiv in Trumas or Maisers, Daraisa. So in the olden days, they used to take their stuff straight through the front door because they wanted to be chayiv in Trumas or Maisers. But, says the Gemara in Brachas, nowadays we're not on such a high level. So what do? We are ma'arim. We take our fruit and we take our grain through the roof, through the skylight, and in that way, we make sure it's not chayiv in Trumas or Maisers. So that halachically works. It's called ma'arim. It's a harama, but it's a halachic harama that works. Prusbol might be called a harama. Right? Mechiras chametz might be called a harama. The Gemara in Beitza talks about that I am not allowed to salt my leather. I'm not allowed to do my abed on yantav. It's not a tzorech. I'm allowed to check my animal and eat my animal on yantav. Tzorech al nefesh. But I have the hide afterwards, which I'm going to want to process. But I know on yantav, I don't need it for yantav. So how do I salt it? How do I start the salting process? So the Gemara talks about I'm allowed to put it on the floor, take my meat, which I'm allowed to salt, because you have to salt your meat on yantif, that's what you're going to eat it, and I'm going to salt it, and lo and behold, the salt that drips out of the basar is going to go onto my hide, which is on the floor. So the Gemara talks about how much you got to do that. You're allowed to do that a lot. You're allowed to do that a little. But either way, there are harama cases that come up throughout the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara says, or some Rishonim say, harama is only mutter for a tzur v'merabanan, for a talmid chacham, because he won't go beyond what Chazal wanted to do. So when are haramas? Is there a rule? So an important line in the Rashba in Beitza is that there is no rule. Beitza Yud Aleph and Beis says the Rashba. Ve'ein omrim b'ha'aramos ze domel azeh. One can never compare halachic ha'aramos. Delagabe, or for example, the two of Beitza regarding leather, they allowed you to salt a little bit on top of it with sli, meaning roasting is less salting than bishul, because bishul the salt stays in, the blood stays in. Where it talks about, you know, if you didn't make an erev tavshilin, you're allowed to cook tons and tons for yantif. Right, so there it says you're not allowed to do it. Yeshli lomar the haromas the hacha haynodavka bedvarim shehefsid balei makwas sivkas yantif b'shalom makwas pshiyaso. When are haromas butter if you didn't do anything wrong? And there's a need, and you're in this situation because of sivkas yantif. You had a sheft because you wanted to have meat on yantif. So where there are excuses out of your control, then haromas are mutter. But if you have a case like you forgot to make an erev tavshilin, where it's your fault that you have to use a harama, then it wouldn't be allowed. That's one shita. The Mordechai is another chilek. Haramas are only allowed to get out of Isurei Durabanan. Isurei Durabanan. Not out of Isurei D'Oraisa. That is what some Rishonim quote, the Mordechai quotes. So that is now the big discussion of Mechiras Chametz. Mechiras Chametz. So that works. We do 10 different sales. But all the posts we discuss is that a harama, again, 500 years ago it started, is that an acceptable harama? Ask the Makar Chaim. Makar Chaim is the Nesivus' commentary on Hilchos Pesach. The Makar Chaim quotes the Tfu Oshar of the great Achronim and says, it's Asur. You can't sell your Chametz to prevent Bali Rabbi Yamatze. Why? Because Bali Rabbi Yamatze is an Issa Daraisa. So you can't sell your Chametz to prevent it. According to that Mordechai, Yisod Dvarav, says the Tfu Oshar, Kiva the Mechir Rezu Ha'aramehu, Velo Sharin and Haram Brak Bidurabanan, Velo Bidaraisa, as the Gemara says elsewhere, Lochain Chametz, the Bebitzel Sagi Bidaraisa, I'm sorry, the Tfu Oshar says, by Chametz, it would be a problem, but we do Bittel. Bittel gets it down to a Durabanan, and therefore Mutel Ha'arim Negati Suri Durabanan. Masha ain't Cain, but he says, what about selling your animals? Your animals that you have to feed them chametz, and there are chametz involved in that, that would be a problem because that's an issur daraisa. What you do bittul on, fine, but not everything. And the Makar Chaim, the Nesivus here, says, no, you don't understand. The harama that the Rishonim were talking about, and this is the yesod in harama, the harama that Rishonim were talking about limiting it between the rabbanis and daraisas, are only when there's a problem with the mechanism, not with the motivation. Meaning, there are different motivations why we do things. Those are people who want to get out of Trumas or Maisers. That's not a good motivation. You want to get out of giving Shumas some Isris. You want to get out of this, you want to get out of that. So your motivation might have distinctions. But then there's a mechanism problem. If there is a mechanism problem, meaning you're doing something wrong now, even with your Ha'arama, then it's going to be limited. Then it might be limited to Tamidei Chachamim, then it might be limited to Durabanans, etc. But if your mechanism is not faulty, the mechanism is complete and strong and perfect, then it could even work for Daraisas. So if you sell your chametz, you did everything perfectly. The mechanism, it's a perfect sale. We do six different kinyanim with a guy. We shake his hand, we give him a shtar, we do money, we do chatzar, we do agav, we do everything. We do everything with a guy just to be sure, to cover all the bases, which kinyan works between a Jew and a non-Jew. So the mechanism is perfect. You're asking about the motivation. Is this the best way? Is this what the Torah wanted? That's something different. But it definitely works. Harama, where there's no problem with the mechanism and only with the motivation, that's not going to be a problem halachically. Hashkafically, you want to talk about it? That's a separate discussion. But halakhically, there is no problem. That is the important distinction that the Makor Chayim makes in Hilchas Pesach in the end of Simen Taf Mem Ches, which is the Simen about selling your chametz. Okay, that's the Nesivos on Hilchas Pesach. So let's continue now. Back to our Gemara. A lot going on today and tomorrow's daf. So what the Gemara quote? Had we start today already? Those of you who just walked in. We started with a statement of Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, even though we paskin that you cannot use a matbeya for chalipin, even according to the opinion, matbeya eino nasa chalipin, if you're trying to do a kini chalipin, you cannot use a coin. A coin is money. Can't be used for chalipin. But, even according to that man da'amar, but a matbeya is nikne b'chalipin. You could get something else to acquire the matbeya with. You can't use matbeya as the... You can't use matbeya as the mechanism, but you could use that as the result of the kinyan coming to you. So he said, 1 minute. We have a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah tells us in Maaser Sheni, if somebody is standing in the Gorin, in the granary, and he doesn't have money, and he wants to redeem the most Maaser Sheni, and he wants to redeem it without giving a chomesh, he's trying to save the chomesh, so he should give his fruit away, and then say that fruit is mechula on the money in my house. So the diak is, it's only because he doesn't have any money. But if he had money, then it would be better to give the money to the other person, give it to him by Mashicha, uparak dachi other, that would be better, because the other person is a Nachri, as we explained from the Yirei Hadaf. Ask the Gemara now, V'i amen manbeya nasach nikne b'chalipin, and if you say, a matbeya can be, according to everybody, can be acquired through chalipin, nikne le'mos lehech agav sudar v'lifrok. We're saying, you have to do this whole thing about give your fruit away because you don't have the money with you. So give him but it would be better to give your friend the money. So give your friend the money through Kinyan Sudar. Give your friend the Sudar. Give your friend your shirt. Give your friend something, a pen, whatever, a quill, whatever they have there. So why don't you just do it through Chalipin? Answers the Gemara, the Lesley Sudar. He has no Sudar. Wow. He has no Sudar. Opposite Diyukim from Rishonim. Says Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz. He has no Sudar, so what's he wearing? He's wearing nothing. Rabbeinu Peretz says it must be that he's wearing borrowed clothes. He's wearing something. He's wearing borrowed clothes. If he's wearing borrowed clothes, it must mean this Gemara must be a raya that you're not allowed to use a borrowed sudar for chalipin. Comes up a lot, right? Sometimes at a chasen's tish, right? The Masechta Kedushin might say, somebody, I'm going to, can I borrow your pen? Can I borrow you this? Can I borrow your handkerchief? Or, right, if it's the chassan doing it, then he has to have in mind, according to this daya, he'd have to have in mind to give it to the chassan. To mamish give it to the chassan, to be machne to him. So this is Rabbeinu Peretz's diak. He must be wearing something, so it must be that he is wearing somebody else's clothing. Hachi berusha, dos leya sudar ala sha'ol, mikan mashma dein konim besudar sha'ol. The kivan shu sha'ol lo mahani klum, dein baila brosa shiv skusi duro. Baila aren't interested in it. That is Rabbeinu Peretz. The Ritva has the exact opposite diak. It says he's not wearing anything. It says he has no. He says Ainlo. Says Ainlo Sudar. As the Gemara is going to say, Beferish, seemingly like the Ritva. Pirish Leka Sudar Klal Afilu Mushal. Right? Shmamina. So what do you see from here? That if he had anything on, even Sha'ul, it would have been good enough. Right? The opposite diak. And after all, says the Ritva, you know what, it makes sense. As we're going to talk about Kinyan Chalipin a little more. Kinyan Chalipin, the time of the milsa, the kiva the sudar va'agav, kinyan maslahakrosu, by Kinyan Sudar, you're going to get the handkerchief back in 2 minutes. Right? By Sudar, you're not really giving it, you're going to get it back. So obviously, it's just a symbolic Kinyan, as we'll talk about. It's not really accomplishing a transaction, but you're not giving anything. So Bialim don't care, you know, whose it is. They're going to get it back. But call to Husagi, Venkpeda Lamashil Bedavarzeh. The Mashal is not going to be care about this. So therefore, Machlokas Rishonim, whether you could use Shaul for a Kenyan Suda. So what are you Medayik from the Gemara?
That's also assuming that it's of the Makneh.
That's the other discussion of the Rishonim. This is assuming that it's Kalev Shel Makneh. Right? You use the Suda of the Makneh, which is a Machlokas on tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow, Mem Zayin and Aleph has a Machlokas again between Rav and Levi. Whether you use Caleb Shal Kohen or Caleb Shal Makna. Right, so the right here is at least saying that the Makna does not have. So that's something we're trying to say. Why don't they just get one from the Kohen? Okay. So says the Gemara. So Suda doesn't work. Suda, he doesn't have a Sudar. Right, therefore there's no Diuk that you couldn't have done it through a Sudar. So we'll get back to another point in a minute, but let's just continue. V'nik ninu nil agav karka. Aye, so why doesn't he give the money through a Kinyan Agav? Rashi says this question is just stama question. Right, not specifically on either of the Manda Amrits that we're talking about. Stama question, Milsa Bapi and Avshay. Right, so why wasn't he mocking the money Agav Karka? He has some land, he's obviously standing in a storage house. So give him a piece of the storage house, and Agav that, we know, Agav Karka. So Gemara says, no, my Karka. He has no Karka. He has no land. So he's standing in the storage house. What do you mean he has no land? He's standing in the storage house. Begorin Shaina Shalom. No, he's standing in it. He has his own grain in his friend's silo. Right, so therefore he has no sudar and he has no land. So says the Gemara, and this is a Mishnah we're explaining. The ichbo tana lashmi inan gavra artiloi the less level klum. What would the Mishnah would be coming to tell you a chiddush about a case of a guy who's totally naked with nothing, right in a storage house? So the rabbinic parents would say this means naked is figurative. Naked means he has no land, he doesn't have his own clothes on. That's the case. The Ritva would say beferish. What kind of crazy case is this? He's naked in his friend's storage house, about to be trying to shake off Pidyon Maaser or Sheni? That's what the Mishnah would be talking about. Some Achronim say, add on to the question, so how can he be even trying to do Pidyon Maaser or Sheni? You have to make a bracha when you make Pidyon Maaser or Sheni. You can't make a bracha without clothes. Right? That's the other problem. So either way, what?
Dive into the stuff.
Right. Dive in. El Alav Shmamina.
Could it be one of the grains itself?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. El Alav Shmamina. But what do you see from this whole thing? This can't be the case of the Mishnah. So meaning the Mishnah must be a case where he has his own land. Right? Other Rishonim say, doesn't everybody have land in Eretz Yisrael? Dalai Lama's in Eretz Yisrael? Isn't that like a nice chazal that we have in Baba Basra? So the answer is, yeah, but that's not good enough for this. That's not good enough to be Makna. That's good enough for Pruzbal, theoretically. That's good enough for other halachas, but not for this. So says the Gemara, Lav Shmamina, Ein Rabbein Nazar Halipin. It must be that he's got it. It must be that he's got a Sudar. And therefore, we're back to the question of why didn't he give his money over to his friend through Sudar? Because remember, that would have been better. To give his friend the money and let his friend do Chilo, rather than give the fruit the money, give the fruit to the friend. Shmamina. Why, as we said, the Biur Adav say, you focus on the Maisa Chilol. The Maisa is worse if the Maisa Chilol is worse harama if the Maisa Chilol is done by the one who has a connection to the fruit. That's what the assumption was. And therefore, if you give the money over, so that is better. Couple of questions on this from the Rishonim. First of all, is the Tosa Rosh Kasha, which Joshua says, and that is, why doesn't he just pick up one of the fruit and use it for Chalipin? Why pick up one of the fruit? The Od Hikshah, Laman Damar, Peiris Adi Chalipin. So we said, the Machlokas are Nachon Rav Sheshes, whether you can use fruit or I have to use a kli. But the Gemara should say, at least you use the fruit, answers the Tosas Arash, Vitirates, the Matzi Lu'ukme, Kaman Damar, Peiris Adi Kedushin, Maiser Sheni Maman Gavoahu. Machlokas, we alluded to it yesterday already, Rambam Ramban, but there is a Machlokas Tanom, whether Maiser Sheni is considered Maman Gavoah or Maman Hedyot. Right, you eat it, but only Yerushalayim. It's a little like a carbon, it's a little not like a carbon. Right, so maybe it's one second. So it's Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu V'lo Matzi Kani Ben. You can't give it over the fruit. Kihechi Damrin and Hasam Amakadish Be'Enim Kuvdash. As it says there, according to that Manda Amar, if you try to get married with Ma'aser Sheni fruit, according to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't work. That is the Tosa Rosh's Kasha and answer. Yes, what are you going to ask?
It's not all Ma'aser Sheni.
What?
It's not all Ma'aser Sheni.
But it is.
Trying to be mafresh.
But he's trying to be mafresh it. Okay, but I ask you a better question. So what does the Mishnah say to do? What does the Mishnah say to do? It's Ma'aser Sheni fruit, that's what you can't give one over. What does the Mishnah say to you do instead?
You give over the fruit!
The Mishnah says you give over the fruit of Matana. So what are you talking about? You can't be use it because it's Ma'aser Mamon Gavoah. So Esrov al Yashiv, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Yeager's Kash and other Achronim. So how can the Tosar Rosh say this? Answer, sha'af, and they have to have a little chakira name. Sha'af she'ena yachal lahachno says gufa meiser. You can't give over the actual fruit because it's mamun gavoha, but you could give over, says the Beis Halevi, the schus achila. You can give over the schus achila. And to get out of paying an extra chomesh, that's good enough. That's what he says. And Rav Yashiv says, a little deeper, EF shar to do that. EF shal hakos l'sheni is schus achila. What does that mean? V'rag zeh poel ke'ein siluk. Shemisalik me'atzmo is schus achila. You can't give over a schus achila. What are you doing? But what you could do is remove yourself from this item. That you always have the power to do. If you remove yourself from this item, that's enough to get out of the payment of Chomesh. That's what Rav Yashiv says. And that's how you have to explain it, because what does he mean? That you can't be machnes, but the Mishnah says you give it over. So what you have to say is that what he means that you can be, what the Mishnah means is that you really can't be machnes. But it means that you can be masalik your own rights to it. It's still connected to you, but you're masalik your own rights, and in that way, that is enough for getting out of paying Chomesh. Getting out of paying Chomesh. One other point, again, there's a lot of, this is the action on Amud Aleph here. Tosfos also here asks, without answering it, what about a kinyan odisa? Meaning, what if I just go over to you and say, this fruit is yours. I'm mode that it's yours. Tosfos does not answer that question. Tosfos says, why don't you just say, you use a kinyan odisa, right? The end of Tosfos, the top Tosfos. V'kashya, they're looking to be most behodah. Tosfos here does not answer. Tosfos in Baba Kama asks this question and answers, Kinyan Odisa is only a Kinyan Durabanan. And we're trying to get a Ptur Daraisa from Chomesh. So this already is a huge topic. Kinyan Durabanan having Daraisa results. Right? Do we ever have that? Right? That's the big discussion. The first halacha in Hilchas Ishus of the Rambam. Right? According to one Gersa at least. Kinyan Kesef. The Rambam calls me Divrei Sofrim. What does Midivrei Sofrim mean? Does it mean Daraisa? Just learned out from a Limud? Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron? Or some say it means a Kinyan Durabanan. Kinyan Kesef, something is Durabanan. Wow, so you're only married Midurabanan. Midaraisa, you're not Nashas Ish? The answer is no. The Ksos discusses this. Most Achronim say you can use a Kinyan Durabanan to affect Daraisa results. My Mitzlashtan is Durabanan according to many. But that could be Kona for Daraisa purposes. Kinyan Agav. The Ksos says, Rabbi Yashiv here says, according to many Bali Tosas, Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Durabanan. What does our Gemara say? Give it Agav Karka. So it's Mefurish Araya. That a Kinyan Durabanan can work for Daraisa, according to that Tosas. Okay, but that is another big issue. And finally, the other issue, again, this little story here, but it's major Shas discussions on this little story. The other discussion is quoted in Tosfos in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Samachay, where Tosfos quotes this Gemara and says, you know what this Gemara proves? The Gemara says, why don't you just do Chalipin? The Gemara could have answered, no witnesses. Maybe he's in the garden himself, no witnesses. That would have been a better answer than saying he's naked. Say there are no witnesses in the storage house. The fact that the Gemara didn't answer that, it must mean that Kinyan Chalipin does not need witnesses. Just like all other Kinyanim doesn't need witnesses. I can do a Kinyan Meshicha, it's not witness, so we can't prove it, but the Kinyan works. So that is a Machlokes Rishonim. There are some Gaonim that say Kinyan Chalipin requires to be witnessed. Just like we have a precedent, right? Marriage. If I do a marriage without witnesses, I'm not married. Right? So you find that as a precedent. So too Kinyan Chalipin. There are some Rishonim that say... Tosfos and Kiddushin of Samachem and Beis Kosher Beinu Tam, and says this Gemara is one of my three rayas in Shas that Kinyan Chalipin does not require witnesses, because that would have been an easy answer for the Gemara. What's the other sheet? Tosfos and Sanhedrin says a granary is usually a place where there's a lot of people. That's what he says. Tosfos and Sanhedrin Davav. Okay, everybody's getting their grain. What is it? So you're getting privately? Right? People are getting their grain. Right? It's probably not only yours, it's probably a big, big area with a lot of silos. So therefore, that's how one is possible to read this Gemara. Okay, maybe tomorrow, we don't have time now, maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about Kinyan Chalipin. Why, we've got discussed it in the past, why are there shittas that you would need a Kinyan? Kinyan Meshicha doesn't require Edom. Meshicha, Hagbah, Chazaka, none of those require to be witnessed for it to be effective. All of a sudden, Kinyan Chalipin requires Edom. Why do you need Edom by a Kinyan? Right? Why is it similar to getting Kiddushin? Okay, that'll be hopefully, but we'll get to it tomorrow. Let's continue. Again, there's a lot going on here. Says the Gemara. So we proved. So we proved that Ein Matbeya is Nikta Bechalipin. We proved against Rav Papa. Meaning even if you hold it's not Nasa Chalipin, it cannot be used as a mechanism for Chalipin, it would also cannot be acquired through Chalipin. The Rav Papa Hader Be'er Papa himself was Chozerbo. He retracted. Ki Hader Rav Papa Havile Tracer Alfi Dinri Bechozoi. Rav Papa had 12,000 dinar owed to him in Bechozoi. Akadninul Rav Shmuel Bar Av Acha Agav Asifa De Besa. He sent Rav Shmuel to go get his money for him. And instead of saying, go get my money and bring it back to me, he was makne the money to the Shliach, so that the shliach would take good care of it, right? And he also knew that the guy, the one who owes it to him, wouldn't give it to Rav Shmuel, because Rav Shmuel would not be chayav in onsin, and therefore, if something happened on the way, the guy would have to pay again. So therefore, Rav Papa was makned to him. How? Agav. Agav, he gave him his doorway, right? Agav, the threshold of his house. So he didn't use, right? Why didn't he give it to him? Why didn't he just use a sudar? Kiyasa, nafak lapi at tavach. And when he got home, by the way, he went out to him all the way to tavach to get his money. He was so happy. Period. So now we go back to what we said earlier. V'chein amar ula ein matbeya nasa chalifin. V'chein amar avasi ein matbeya nasa chalifin. V'chein amar avarvuna amar chana amar av yochanan ein matbeya nasa chalifin. The first issue, whether matbeya could be used for a kinyan chalifin. Not, is it nikneh, but could it be used? Meaning, right, if I want to do a kinyan chalifin, could I take a coin, which is usually used for money, can I make it into an item, could I make it considered an object to use for kinyan chalifin? So all of these amaram say no. Rabbi Abba Ula, Rabbi Abba asked Ula, what about this case? A person is in the middle of the marketplace, and all of a sudden his workers are coming to him and say, pay us, pay us, pay us, you owe us money. And the man therefore says to the money changer there, give me for the amount of a silver coin, give me copper coins. Give me a bunch of copper coins for the amount of a dinar, via farnas, seems like a pay off my creditors, via ni alacha yafa dinar v'traces, mimoshi yesh l'vabesi, and I'll pay you a dinar and a couple of traces, right, when I get back home. That's the case. Says the Mishnah, says the Braisa, im yesh lo ma'us mutter, if he really has money at home at that moment, that he's allowed to do this, it's not ribbis. It's not a problem of ribbis if he has money at home at that time. Why? In the Havamina? In the Havamina, we assume he's doing a chalipin here. He's doing a chalipin here. He's going to take money from the money changer. He's makne money to him at home. So therefore, that is not called ribbis. Why? What's ribbis? Ribbis is I give you extra money for the privilege of holding onto your money for a certain amount of time. But if you say it's chalipin, everything's done right now. I could give you shavish b'she'enu shava. I could give you something worth $100. It's going for $110. If it's chalipin, there's no ribbis. So that's the havamina here. Im yesh lo ma'os, if I have money in my house, mutter, it's mutter, because we're using these matbeyas to do chalipin. V'yim lav aser. But if not, if he doesn't have any money in his house, then there's no chalipin going on here, and therefore it's going to be a ribbis case. He's going to take it, he's going to owe him money, and he's promising to pay him back more than he got. So v'yizak adadach, ein matbeyah natsa chalipin, havile havav aser. If my bay is not chalipin, and therefore he's not doing chalipin now, then what else is going on? It's a loan. And if it's a loan, it's aser, because it's ribbis. So Ishtik, Rabbi Abba asked Ula, and Ula had no answer. So Rabbi Abba, who was the one that asked the question, and said, hey Rabbi, I have an answer. Amalei, Dilma idvi idi be prototos shanu. Maybe we're talking about a case of prototos, which is basically, as we remember what we said, what an asimon is in the Mishnah, just a slab of metal which doesn't have the coin imprint on it. So that's a commodity. That's not a currency. So that's what we're talking about here. Maybe we're talking about prototos. The lekalai tiba. So that's the coins we're talking about. The idvidi perahavi. Therefore, they're both items. They're not money. Umishamachi nikla b'chalipin. That's where they're working b'chalipin. But it's not a real matveya. Is that what we're talking about? Maybe that's the case. So Amalei Ula says, in. You know, Talmud, you're right. That's a good answer. And Dekanami, and now that you say that, I'll prove it to you from the language. Diktani, yafed dinar v'tracer. I'll give you yafed dinar and a tracer, traces. V'loktani dinar yafed v'traces. It doesn't say I'll give you a good coin and a traces. It says yafed dinar, which sounds like something worth a dinar, which makes it sound like we're talking about a commodity, shmamina. So therefore, there's no raya from there that matbeya is nasa chalifin. That's one answer out of the story. Rav Ashi has a different answer, something we learned yesterday. Rav Ashi amar la'olam b'damim. Really, it could even be a case where you are paying, where you are using the money to pay. Even that case. Even if it's damim, and it's not chalipin. It's not a case of chalipin. If it's uber prototos, and we're talking about unformed coins. So why isn't it Why isn't it, if it's a case of paying for something, why isn't it like a case of sa'ah bisa, we said later on, daf ayin hey, you give me this today, I'll give you this back in a month from now. It's like we said yesterday, what's the issue about having it in his house? Kiva to islay, since he has it in his house, nasa ka'omer, it's as if he said, halveni ha'shiyavu b'ni, o ha'shem samavteach. It's as if he said, as the Mishnah says later on, it's as if, I'll give it to you when my son comes home, when I get to my house, meaning this whole issue is an issur d'rabbanan. The whole chash of, I'll give you, give me a pound of grain today, and I'll give you a pound of grain back in a month from now. There's an issur d'rabbanan to do that, because maybe a pound of grain is going to fluctuate, you're going to end up giving back more. That's an issur d'rabbanan, it's maxi karibis. Mashbat, says the Mishnah there, Chazal, we're not goes there in a case where you have that item in your house right now anyway. You just can't get to it, because then it's as if you're giving that item to the other guy today. So too here, if he has it in his house, that's what's going on here. The whole thing is the issur d'rabbanan, and it's as if you're being makne it today. Tosfos does point out that this is a little different than the regular case of sa'ah bisa'ah, because sa'ah bisa'ah is worth exactly the same today. The worry is about the future. Here, you're offering to pay him back something more today. Right? It's not exactly the same. So Tosfos discusses that little problem, how they're both really d'rabbanan. There are no Tosfos and Nasa, there are no daraisa problems here. Period. Tashma. Says the Gemara quoting the Mishnah in Miseches Kiddushin. Kolanase damen ba'acher. This is the language of the Mishnah. Anything that is naase damen ba'acher, which we at first think means anything that you pay for things with, meaning money. Kolanase damen ba'acher. Kivan shezachazen is chayev zeh b'chalipin. Once you take it, then the other thing is nikne. It's chayev zeh b'chalipin. So hey, kolanase damen ba'acher mayni. What does it mean, matveya? So what does the Mishnah say, if that's the correct understanding? Anything that is not sedam ba'achar, meaning any money, once you take the money, the other thing is acquired by chalipin. So it's beferish. V'shvami no, matveya nasa chalipin. Beferish, they could use a coin for a chalipin, for a barter. Amar Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar. Rav Yehuda says, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah means as follows. Kol hanishom damim ba'achar. Anything that is estimated to be used for money to buy something, meaning kalim. Things that need appraisals. Once the person is zoche in that, meaning the kli or anything like it, then the other thing goes to the other person. So anything that's nishom bedamim, that could be a kli, that could be fruit, that could be anything that you're going to use. And how can I mistaven? This makes sense that we're not talking about money in the ratio. Why? Because the next one of the Mishnah gives an example. And the Mishnah says, Ketzad hechlif shor b'paro chamar b'shor. Shvamina. You see, beferish, we're not talking about money. No raya from here about matveya being nikka b'chalipin. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ulamai desolagat daite me'ikara matveya. According to our Havamina. In the Havamina, we thought that we're talking about money. That money is nasa b'chalipin. My ketzad. Well, in the Havamina, how did we read the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that maybe the first line of the Mishnah means you could use a coin for a chalipin. You could give the coin and the other thing is nikka to you. But the next line says, ketzad, switching animals. That is the case that go on the Risha. So Hachi Kamar says the Gemara, you have to add in a line to that Mishnah. The Mishnah said you could in the Havamina that we understood it as you could use money, and Peiranami at the Chalipin, you could also use fruit. You could also use Peiros, meaning items. Ketzad, how? Hechla Sharbapara Chamar Bashar. So you have to add in an extra line to the Mishnah. So now says the Gemara. This is now going to the machlokas we alluded to at the beginning of today's daf, really at the bottom of the previous yesterday's. Ha nicha, yeah. So that is a machlokas. That's a machlokas, and this machlokas is right here. Rabbanachman Rav Sheshes. Ha nicha Rav Sheshes. This whole discussion this is in order to Rav Sheshes. Da'amar peirei avdi chalipin. Rav Sheshes says that when it says shu in Megillas Rus, it's lav dafka shu, it's lav dafka kli. It means any item, just excluding coins, right? Excluding other things. So according to that, it fits in, right? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, the third line. V'yashmina de metaltili upeiri nazah halipin v'lo bin an kli. De shalaf ish na'alo lav dafka. De lakayim kol davar darshinan. Lakayim b'chol davar. Right, later on, it's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow has a lot of stuff. A lot of vinyanim on tomorrow's daf. A lot on today's daf. So says the Gemara, ha nichol Rav Sheshes. So according to Rav Sheshes, who says that you can use fruit for halipin, no problem. Because this Gemara is talking about animals. So animals, fruit, they're all the same in halacha. So that whole discussion of the Mishnah fits in. Elo Rav Nachman to Amar Kli in Aval Peiri Lo Avdi Chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman, who says you can only use Kalim, Dumya Dena'al. So my Ketzad. So what's the Ketzad in the Mishnah? In the Kedushin. The Mishnah Kedushin says you can do Chalipin, Ketzad, and it gives an example of animals. So how do you read the Mishnah? So Hachi Kamar, according to Rav Nachman, you have to read it as follows. Yesh damim shehein kechalifin. You have to read it that the first line of the Mishnah is about chalipin, but then the Mishnah is coming to tell you there is a case that is damim, that you're paying for something, but it works like chalipin. Meaning, we have said for the past 3 days that when you have a transaction, money, right, tiva and peiros, the kinyan only kicks in when the peiros transfer, not when the tiva transfers, right? Only when the fruit transfers. There is one case, though, Rav Nachman reads this Mishnah, that even when just the money transfers, even if item doesn't transfer, it's already good enough. Right? That's what this case is. What's the case? Ketzad, hechlef d'mei shar b'para, o d'mei chamor b'shar. What is that case? So Rashi explains. Look at Rashi, ketzad hechlef. Rashi explains in the middle, half the way down. Machar lo shar b'kach v'kach mos. Let's say I sell you an ox. U'mashach es ha-shar v'nis chayev lo amos. I sell you an ox, and you agree, you owe me the money now. And then all of a sudden, you come to me and say, you know what? I have a cow. How would you like to buy my cow instead of having me to have to pay you for your ox? And the original Baal Hashar says, that's great, fine. You know what? Keep the money that you owe me, and I'm going to buy your ox, your cow. The second that you said, keep the money that you owe me, so that is as if I'm giving you the money. At that moment, the par is mine. That's the case in the Mishnah. What? The kinyan is with the money. We're going to get to.
Is it a kinyan?
No, it's not a kinyan. It's damim shehin kechalipin. You're paying with the money that I'm being mochel to you, then I am buying that. It's damim shehin kechalipin. Right? That's the hakesa of the Mishnah, according to Rav Nachman. Before that, it's chalipin, but we can say he's talking about a kli. We're talking about actual. Correct. No, it says this is chalipin, and I'll give you a case that's damim, that is like chalipin. Ha ketzad. The ketzad is after that line. After that line, you add in. Right. Tosfos here discuss. We'll get to that in a second. Let's just finish the line first. Says the Gemara 1 minute. My time is Rav Nachman. But 1 second. We've just said for the past three blot that just giving money over is not good enough to create a kinyan. And all of a sudden here we're saying the bimochel money is good enough. You don't have to give the object. We thought tiv is not good. So says the Gemara, no. Let's talk about it. My time is Rav Nachman. Sava l'ker Rav Yochanan d'amar. He holds like Rav Yochanan who says, on tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow is the locus classicus of this discussion. Dvar Torah machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says, Dvar Torah mo'os konos. Midol Raisa, money does work. Midol Raisa, when I give you money, finished. I give you money, the thing that I am buying is mine, even though it's still sitting in your attic. Midirabanan, Chazal say that doesn't work. Why do we say, no, you need to pull it, you need to take it? Because you know what might happen? I'm going to pay for it, you're going to still have the stuff in your attic, and then a fire is going to break out, and you're going to say, oh, so sorry, this guy lost his stuff. Right? If it's his own stuff, he's going to try to escape and get it out and save it. So therefore, this is a chashash. He's not going to take care of the property. Therefore, Chazal say you can't just use money. You got to have a kinyan mashicha. That is a gzeira. Says the Gemara, u'milsa deshchicha gazer beirabanan, milsa deshchicha legazer beirabanan. This is a very unusual case that you have a chalipin. I'm sorry, you have a payment, right? You have a milve that turns into a mechira. Right, that's how it was explained by the Rishonim. You have a it started out as a milva. I owe you money for your ox, and now all of a sudden the milva is changing into a mechira, a sale. That's a very unusual kind of case. So therefore, there's no gzeir in that case. We discussed in the first daf in Maseches Beitza whether this means Rabbanan wouldn't or Rabbanan couldn't. Is it that the Rabbanan would not make gzeiras for unusual cases, or maybe Chazal don't have the authority to make laws for specific cases? Their authority is only for Klal Yisrael, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Rav Schechter discusses that, whether it's a wouldn't or whether it's a couldn't. Pashtus, it's a wouldn't. But maybe it could also be their authority is limited in certain cases. Okay, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim here, and that is the bottom Tosfos. When I mochel you something, I could buy something with that? We know from Maseches Kedushin, the first parak, you can't get married that way. What if a woman owes the man money? And the man says, keep the money, and I'm married to you with that money. Doesn't work. Right? Habakadosh b'milva inim kudashes. So Tosfos says, oh, what must I be talking about? Just like that Gemara says. Bahano'as milva. right? It's not through the money, it's through the hana'ah that you get for not having to pay me, right? Through that hana'ah, I'm a kadosh. That's worth a pruta, right? So meaning how much would this woman pay somebody to pay back the loan? How much is that worth, right? So that's hana'ah smilvah. That's how it works. So here too, Tosa says we must be talking about the hana'ah smilvah. Right, so that's all the reason I've discussed. Is there, how do you put this Gemara together with the other Gemaras? If you look at the Rambam, he seems to say just Milveh. He says, by Kiddushe, Milveh does not work. By Mecher, it does work. And that is a beautiful discussion in the Avnei Miluim. The Ksos in the Avnei Miluim in Simen Chaf Ches discusses, don't compare Mecher to Kiddushe. There are different standards and requirements what's needed. By Kiddushe, you need money, Kesef, Shel, Hana'ah. There are five Rambams that say this. Maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. Kesef shel hana'ah. And therefore, if you're not giving over kesef shel hana'ah, it doesn't work. And there are many other rabbis that say this. If you give over items that can't give her hana'ah, if it's going to rot, if it's not usable for her. So kesef shel hana'ah. And therefore, there's a different, he's the one that makes the fundamental distinction, the Rambam and the Avnei Miluim, Simen Chaf Ches in Eben Ezer, between Mecher and Kiddushin. Let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara, Ula Reish Lakish, Dhamma Mashiachim Mefreshim in the Torah, Reish Lakish, who argues under Rabbi Yochanan. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Reish Lakish holds, no, most are not Konos Daraisa. Give over money, doesn't work. You need Mashiachah Daraisa. So, Hanichi, Sava like Rav Sheshes, Vitaris like Rav Sheshes. According to Reish Lakish, he says Mashiach is Daraisa, so he could go like Rav Sheshes, who says the Mishnah is not talking about any case of Dhamim. Remember, Rav Sheshes is the one that didn't have to get onto the last 10 lines of the Gemara. Rav Sheshes said the Mishnah is talking about peiros, which could be chalipin. Ela Yisava, Lak, Rav Nachman, Damar Peri, Lo Avdi Chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman, who says you can't use fruit for chalipin, only kalim. Umatvei alokani, hechi mitaritz la. So Gemara says you're right. Al karch like Rav Sheshes mitaritz la. It must be he holds like Rav Sheshes. Okay, we have to stop here. Tonight we'll continue, and tomorrow again there's a lot on tomorrow's daf. Whose kinyan is used for chalipin? Hana'ah. We get into this machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We get into the source for kinyan chalipin. Vitzar takesa biyadecha, mos konos. That is a big discussion of tomorrow's daf. Okay?